In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. I congratulate all of you by this blessed day in which we start the fasting of Saint Mary. May her blessing be with us all, Amen. And I hope this fasting to be a good chance for spiritual revival, nahda ruhiya, not only in the form of sermons and glorification for Saint Mary, lakin aqsud survival or spiritual revival inside my heart, inside each heart to return back to God and to be a blessed fasting through the intercession of Saint Mary. As regard the gospel of today, it is one of the most famous parable our Lord Jesus Christ spoke. He used to speak to the multitudes in parables, and in this specific one, which our Lord Jesus Christ spoke about the vineyard and the vine dressers, nearly our Lord Jesus Christ summarized the whole history of the children of Israel. Almost he summarized their history, starting from Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, until crucifixion. In these few verses, our Lord Jesus Christ summarized all their history. And all of them who were listening or hearing our Lord Jesus Christ while he was speaking, all of them are Jewish. And some of them are Pharisees and scribes and the elders of the people. And so they have, or they had a very strong background about this specific parable. The strong background came from what was written in the book of Isaiah chapter 5. In the book of Isaiah chapter 5, God spoke about vineyard and how he planted this vineyard, how it was very good, excellent. And the vineyard, those who knows in the agriculture, needs a specific care and a specific follow-up. And that's why God spoke in the book of Isaiah, chapter 5, about the vineyard. And all the Jews who were listening to our Lord Jesus Christ, they pay attention or paid an attention to what our Lord Jesus Christ was speaking, because they know it very well. What was written in chapter 5 in the book of Isaiah? God said that my well beloved has a vineyard, كان لحبيبي كرم, on a very fruitful hill. غرس الكرم على أكمة أو حتة خصبة. Very fruitful hill. He dug it up and cleaned out its stones. He gave very great attention and care to this vineyard. نقبه ونقى الحجارة بتاعته. And planted it with choicest vine. غرسوا أحسن وأجود أنواع الكرم. The best type of vines. This is what is written in chapter 5, book of Isaiah. And not only this, usually when they are planting vineyard, it is very important to build a tower. So he built a tower in its midst, عمل برج للحراسة. Not only this, but the grapes which will be produced has to be converted into wine. And that's why, and also made a vine press in it. And then he said this statement. He expected to bring forth good grapes. بعد كل دوت, بعد الكرم وزرعوا very good quality, the choicest vine, and he cleaned out its stones, نقى الحجارة, and built a tower in the midst and made a vine press in it, he expected that it bring forth good grapes. And he was surprised because it brought forth wild grapes. استنى أن يجيب عنب جيد, فالنتيجة كانت عكسية, جاب عنب رديء. This is what happened through the history of the children of Israel. Our Lord Jesus Christ brought them out of Egypt, planted them in a new land, gave them so many gifts and talents. He gave them the adoption, اداهم التبني. He gave them to see the glory of God. Moses said to them, you shall, all the glory of God shall be appeared to you. So give them the adoption, give them glory, give them covenant, give them promises, give them prophets, give them fathers, and from them, according to the flesh, or according to the bodies, Christ came. ومنهم جاء المسيح حسب الجسد. But unfortunately, although all these gifts, prophets, worshiping, serving God, sacrifices, the law, the adoption, the glory, the covenant, the promises. And in spite of all this, he found very, very bad result. He expected to bring forth good grapes, but unfortunately it was wild grapes. When he came, our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as you heard here in the parable, that the owner of the vineyard sent a servant to the vine dresser. What did he do to this servant? This servant was a prophet, one of the prophets. Yes, he sent a prophet, he sent a servant, that they might give him some of the fruit of the vineyard. But the vine dressers beat him and sent him away empty-handed. ضربوه زي ما كانوا بيضربوا يهينوا الأنبياء وبعتوه فاضي. Then he sent another servant. They beat him also, treated him shamefully. أهنوه. They mocked, insulted him, and sent him away empty-handed. Again he sent him a third, and they wounded him. مسكوه بقى وضبوه وجرحوه. Wounded him and cast him out. وطردوه. Then the owner of the vineyard said to himself, what shall I do? إيه اللي ممكن أعمله مع الفاين دريسر دول؟ What shall I do? I will send my beloved son. Which happened actually. In the fullness of time, God sent his only begotten son. أما جاء ملء الزمان أرسل ابنه. And it was amazing. I will send my beloved son. Probably they will respect him when they see him. But when the vine dresser saw him, they reasoned among themselves. تمعوا انهم مش ياخدوا الثمر, ياخدوا الكرم كله. And they said, this is Zahir. Come, let us kill him. And this is what happened. Let us kill him, that the inheritance may be ours. So they cast him out of the vineyard. زي بالظبط خرجوا المسيح خارج المحلة, خارج أورشليم, out of the vineyard, and killed him. This is what happened, my beloved. And our Lord Jesus Christ, as if he was summarizing their history, and he, as if he says to them, although the many gifts I gave to you, the law, the serving of God, the worshiping God, sacrifices, prophets, covenant, promises, all of this, when he came, he found corrupted worship. لا عبادة, عبادة مليانة فساد. He found oppression. He found crying. صراخ. And so he asked question in chapter 5. In chapter 5. Where our God said, and now, inhabitants of Jerusalem and men of Judah, يلا قولوا لي كده, انتوا احكموا على نفسكم. Please judge, please, between me and my vineyard. Judge. You have to judge yourself. What more could have been done to my vineyard that I have not done in it? اللي ممكن كان يتعمل للكرم بتاعي وأنا ما عملتوش. I gave them all the blessings. I gave them more than they could imagine. I gave them the adoption. I gave them the glory. I gave them my own presence in the midst of them. And he asked, why then, when I expected it to bring forth good grapes, did it bring forth wild grapes? And in order to be clear with you, عشان ما يبقاش الموضوع ان انا اللي بفسر, القصة كلها عبارة عن vineyard. It is a vineyard and bad vine dressers and so and so. No. God made an application and explanation and interpretation to what he said in Isaiah. that this vineyard is you. The vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel. The vineyard is nothing but the house of Israel. And the men of Judah are his pleasant plants. غرس لذته هم دول رجال يهوذا. He looked for justice, but behold oppression. For righteousness, but behold a cry for help. انتظر حق فإذا سفك دم وعدل فإذا صراخ. Now, my beloved, this concern the past, the history of the children of Israel. We are not saying history in our sermon today, but we have to apply it on each one of us. We are his new vineyards. احنا الكرم بتاعه. احنا الكرم بتاعه. And so, if they have adoption by calling them children of God, calling them, you have been really, by the grace of God, you have been children of God, not only through calling of God to you, but actually through new birth. You have been newly born from heaven, from water and spirit, and by this you have the right to be children of God. The children of Israel became children of God only by adoption or by calling them as children of God. But actually, for you, you have been given the right to become children of God. أما كل الذين قابلوه أعطاهم سلطانا أن يصيروا إيه؟ أولاد الله. سلطان. Not only this, my beloved, but all of you who have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. أنتم الذين اعتمدتم بالمسيح قد لبستم المسيح. Amazing. I am comparing what the children of Israel took or granted from God and what we have been granted. We have been children of God by the right, by newly born from heaven, from God. And you have put on Christ. لبستم المسيح. But I can say to you, you have been consecrated for God. يعني ايه consecrated for God? Didn't you know that you are the temple of God? انتم temple of God. And the Holy Spirit dwells in you. انتم هيكل الله وروح الله ايه ساكن فيكم. دي ما كانتش موجودة عندهم. Not only this, but also your bodies are members of Christ. أجسادكم بقت أعضاء المسيح. What else? You were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our Lord. لكن اغتسلتم بل تقدستم بل تبررتم باسم الرب يسوع وبروح إلهنا. What else? What else? The children of the New Testament. أنتم بقى أبناء العهد الجديد. The communion of the blood of Christ. He gave each one of you the communion of the blood of Christ. He gave each one of you the communion of the body of Christ. شركة دم المسيح وشركة جسد المسيح. You have the Bible. You have the sermons, thousands of sermons. You have the holy history along 2,000 of years. You have saints and fathers. You are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. كل العطايا ديت. God is coming to ask for the fruits. Shall he find a fruit in your heart or not? When he came to the children of Israel, he found no fruits. And so he rejected them and said to them, I will leave your house a desolate for you. هو ذا بيتكم يترك لكم ايه؟ خراب. ده اللي قالوا علشان ما لقاش عندهم ثمر. Now he is coming and he will ask for the fruits. And the fruits, my beloved, it must be a real fruit. Not as our Lord Jesus Christ when he came to the fig tree. I remind you, فاكرين لما راح لشجرة التين, he found this tree full of leaves, but no fruit. And so, this tree withered out when our Lord Jesus Christ said to the tree, let no one eat fruit from you anymore forever. لا يأكل منك أحد ثمر فيما بعد. My beloved, this is our opportunity in this or nowadays to bring forth fruits to please the heart of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the fruit which he wants is your heart. The fruit which he seeks is your soul. The fruit which he seeks is your heart repenting, purified, sanctified. And I can remind you what St. Paul said in his epistle to the Galatians, chapter 5, verse 22. وكلكم عارفين ديت, واللي مش عارف اعرفه دلوقتي, اللي هو ثمر الروح. اما ثمر الروح فهو ايه؟ ها؟ محبة وفرح وسلام ولطف وصلاح وإيمان ووداعة وتعفف. Love, joy, peace, long suffering, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Our Lord Jesus Christ is visiting you this fasting, and he is asking, or he will ask you about the fruit. May our life be fruitful. يا ريت لما يجي يلاقي حياتنا مليانة ثمر. Not to find it with beautiful leaves, but seeking for summer, for fruits, مش هيلاقي. عند بعض الناس ممكن ما يلاقيش. ودي تبقى حاجة تزعل. تبقى حاجة تزعل إن المسيح بعد ما يدينا كل العطايا ديت وكل الخير ده وكل الحب دوت وكل ثمرة الصليب الحلوة ديت ويغذينا بجسده ويسقينا دمه ويدينا إنجيل ونعيش بيه ويفرح قلبنا بتاريخ مقدس وقديسين ونبقى محاطين بسحابة من الشهود زي ما بيقول معلمنا بولس الرسول, وبعدين يجي يدور على الثمر ما يلاقيش. This is warning for me and for you to go into ourselves. نحاسب نفسنا ونشوف أحسن حياتنا تبقى من النوع اللي مخضر وحلو من بره، لكن لمؤاخذة مخوخ من جوه. معرفش مخوخ دي هيقولوها ايه بالانجليزي، لكن without fruit from inside. انتوا بقى واخدين العهود ديت. ايه العهود ديت او الوعود ديت؟ مش بس انكم لبستوا المسيح، مش بس انكم خدتوا البنوة، مش بس انكم لكم شركة الجسد وشركة الدم، لكن كمان ده فيه وعود حلوة لكل واحد يغلب. ده اللي يغلب مستنيه حاجات حلوة قوي. Who overcomes I will give he to eat from the tree of life. يأكل من شجرة الحياة. In the midst of the paradise of God التي في وسط فردوس الله. He who overcome I will give him to eat from the hidden manna. يأكل من المن المخفى. And so on. And not only this, but I will grant him to sit with me in my throne. يجلس معايا في عرشي. As I overcame and sat down with my father in his throne. يعني وعود ما كانش يحلم بيها الشعب اليهودي زمان، احنا بقت وعود حقيقية لينا. اللي يغلب يجلس معي في عرشي، واللي يغلب يأكل من المن المخفى، واللي يغلب يأكل من شجرة الحياة، واللي يغلب ألبسه ثياب بيض ولن أمحو اسمه من سفر الحياة. All these encourage us to struggle against sin, to strive against sin, even to the blood shed. God bless you all, and glory to be to God forever.